ด้วยมีแล้วฮาเลลูยาฮาเลลูยา The Lord says, arise and shine. Hallelujah. He says, arise and shine. For your light has come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The church has been like a bulb. Without electric power coming into it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even though it was there, but it could not shine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the power has come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The ability has come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
As you receive the word of the Lord, you receive the power. You receive the ability to become sons of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The word that is coming to you is the Lord Himself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As you receive, Jesus said, if you receive Him whom I send, you are receiving me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says, as many as received Him, He gave the ability and the power, the enablement, to become sons of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to talk to you about sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Something that is in the heart of God. When God began to make man, hallelujah.
Amen.
God had something in His heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God had something in His heart. He had a particular kind of man in His heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And when He is looking on the earth today, He is looking for that particular kind of man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And until God gets that kind of man, hallelujah,
amen,
God's work has not yet finished. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's read from Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans chapter 8. I'll read verse 23. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay, I'll read from verse 18. Hallelujah. He said, for I reckon... Okay, let's read verse 19. It says, for the earnest expectation of the creature waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It said that creation, every created thing, is standing on the tiptoes, expecting, waiting, looking for a particular kind of man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The sons of God.
Abana bakatonda.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Creation is waiting for the revealing, hallelujah,
amen,
of the sons of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The God said in Genesis chapter 1,
verse
26,
he
said, let us make man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's God's program. God created the earth.
Katonda yatonda ensi.
Created the heavens.
Natonda neku.
Designed the earth.
Nateka teka ensi.
For a particular kind of man.
Ngajitekera tekera omuntu owenjawulo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A particular kind of man.
Omuntu owenjawulo.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Kama yebaziwe.
Who is this man? Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the man that is in the heart of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God began to conceive the idea of making man, he had designed this man inside his heart. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The way this man was going to be, the way the man was going to talk, the way the man was going to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And God says, this man is to be in my image and is to be in my likeness. Hallelujah. That is the man that God is looking for. That is the man that God is waiting for. That is the man that creation, your neighbor, is waiting for. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A son of God. A man in God's image. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I will tell you something. What do you think God was doing when he was creating man? Hallelujah.
Amen.
What was God doing? I will tell you what he was doing. God was reproducing himself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God was reproducing himself. The things that God created, he gave them one capacity, and that is to reproduce after their own kind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first law of nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In Genesis chapter 1, is that every seed will bring forth or reproduce after his own kind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you plant a mango, you get a mango. It's a law, nothing can change it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You plant an orange, you get an orange. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you write it down today.
Wansi,
every seed must will
eja
bring forth after its own kind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why it is said in the scriptures, whatsoever a man sows, that is what he's going to reap. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So, and this man that God is creating is to be in the image of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Have we seen such a man around us? Is there any man today that we can point and say, that is that man in the image of God? Yes, there was one man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's look at the book of Hebrews chapter 1. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hebrews chapter 1. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I read from verse 1 and verse 2. Say, God who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. Now look at verse 3. It says, who, being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It says that Jesus,
Jesus,
hallelujah,
Amen,
is the express what now? image of who? Of the invisible God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The express image and the brightness of God's glory. The manifestation of God's glory. Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Colossians chapter
1,
he also says that Jesus is the image of the invisible God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when God says, let us make man in our own image, he had something in mind. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Jesus came to reveal to us. He came to show to us exactly what God was looking for. Hallelujah. God looked at him and declared to the whole world, this is my beloved son. This is the man I'm looking for. This is the type of man I'm looking for. And I am well pleased with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when God says, let us make man, this is that man that was in the heart of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God began to conceive you, before you were born, God knew you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He designed you.
The
Bible says, before I came forth, you formed me inside my mother's womb. God had a plan for you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God had a plan. He wants you to be something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the purpose of God for you is not completed until you become what God wants you to be. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, you will not become that thing until you see and know and believe, hallelujah,
amen,
that God wants you to be like this. I will read again from Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Romans chapter 8. We have been told many things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That we can be nice people. We can carry a Bible. We can go to church. We can sing hymns. We can pray prayers. And then we die and go to heaven. Then we die and go to heaven. And that's what Christianity is all about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God is speaking to us today and revealing his thoughts to us. Hallelujah. So that you can walk with God and become what God wants you to be. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God said, let us make man, he was taking counsel with himself. But when you look into that word, God was also involving you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When he said, let us, that includes you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants you to cooperate with him. He wants you to come into a place of agreement with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that he can walk in you and make you the man that he wants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is saying to you today, let us make man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let us make me. Let us make you into God's image, into God's likeness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that it can also be said of you, just like Jesus said of himself, that he who has seen me has seen my Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to give you a vision today that must capture your heart. That must become your ambition in life. That must become your goal. Paul said, I am pressing towards something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What was Paul pressing towards? To do miracles. Paul had done miracles. To raise the dead. Paul had raised the dead. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To have a big ministry. He already had a big ministry. But he said, I'm pressing towards something. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That must be your goal. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Read Romans chapter 8. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I read from verse 29. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For whom he did foreknow.
Kubanga, weyamanya edda.
That is you.
Yes.
He also did predestinate.
Era yabaula edda.
That is you.
Oyo yegwe.
To be confirmed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To the image of his son.
Engeri omwana we.
That he might be the firstborn. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The firstborn among many brethren. God wants to have a family.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A family of sons.
A family of yabana.
Who look like him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Brother Wilson has a son. One of his sons that looks like him. Hallelujah. You know, I look at that one and I look at him, and you can understand the power of DNA. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A son that looks like him. When you look at that boy, nobody needs to tell you that's wasting son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God wants to bring you to that same position that somebody will look at you even without the Bible you're carrying. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Nobody needs to tell them that is a son of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is in the heart of the Father. This is the purpose of God. This is why you are hearing the gospel.
That's why you are.
Hallelujah. The gospel is the power of God. The ability of God to work out his salvation in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God made man, hallelujah,
amen,
he made him in the image of God. But something happened to man. Instead of being a son of God, man now became a son of perdition. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so God had to send his son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To come into our state and begin the process. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Of transformation. A process of change. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whereby we shall be changed from a son of perdition into a son of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are to undergo a change of nature. The word of God that you receive has the power and the ability and the capacity to work in your personality and change your nature. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I was reading Hebrews chapter 1. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We just read it. It says that Jesus is the express image of the invisible God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I looked up that word
express image. In the Greek. Hallelujah. You know what I found? The word that is translated express image is the Greek word character. Hallelujah. The Greek word character. That's the word we now use in English. But the word character is Greek. Hallelujah. Yeah. So that Jesus is the character of the invisible God. How did he reveal God to us? It was in his character. Hallelujah. It was in his personality. It was in his nature. Hallelujah. He said we beheld his glory. What was his glory? It was his personality. God was shining out through him. We saw the love of God flowing through him. We saw the mercy of God flowing through him. We saw the care of God flowing through him. We even saw the anger of God coming through him. God's anger against sin. Jesus revealed the Father.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A son of God reveals the nature of God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God is looking for sons. He's not just looking for Christians. He's not looking for churchgoers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's not looking for pastors. He's not looking for bishops. He's not looking for anything. He's looking for sons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is what is in the heart of God. And God is working towards having sons in the earth. Hallelujah. God began to create. In 6 days, he began to create. But on the sixth day, God created two things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the morning of that day, he created the beast. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the evening of that day, he created the man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the beast comes first. That beast is the son of perdition. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the evening, God created the man. And when God created the man, God entered into his rest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The work of God was finished. When the sons of God come forth, hallelujah.
Amen.
God is waiting for his sons. When these sons come forth, then the works of God are finished. And God would enter his rest. Today, brethren, we are in the sixth day. The 6,000 years. Hallelujah. We are in the evening of the sixth day. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The evening of the sixth day. God is about to bring forth his sons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God has that man, the man after his own heart, then God will enter his rest. The millennium. The seventh day of rest. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why would God be looking for sons? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why would God be looking for sons? And what do we mean when we talk about sons? Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is not looking for children. Hallelujah. God is looking for matured sons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you have a child, it's a baby. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We love babies. Hallelujah. But you notice something. Babies are not very useful. Hallelujah. You can't ask a child to go and fetch water for you with baby. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That baby has to be trained. That baby has to grow up before you can give responsibility to the baby. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is looking for matured sons. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He's looking for mature sons. In the book of Galatians chapter 4, we read something very, very important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 4. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll start reading from verse 1. Now I say that the heir, as long as he is a child, differeth nothing from a servant. Though he is Lord of all, but is under tutors and governors until the time appointed of the Father. Hallelujah. Even so, we, when we were children, were in bondage under the elements of the world. But when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore thou art no more a son, a servant, but a son. And if a son, then an heir of God through Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, first of all, I'm going to try to explain a few things to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In a house, there are servants and there are sons. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are servants and there are sons. And God is looking for sons. Praise the name of the Lord. A servant is one that is under bondage. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Under bondage. He said, whoever committed sin is a servant of sin. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are subject to the flesh, you are a servant. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And a servant has a limit to how far he can go in God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You may be a pastor, but still a servant. You may be a bishop, but still a servant. And there is a limit to how far you can go with God. I will tell you a story. There was a man named Abraham. Hallelujah. One day God spoke to Abraham. As Abraham, take your son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he said, your only son, Isaac.
Oh, yes.
Isaac.
Now, at that time, Abraham had two sons. Did you know that? Did you know that?
Yes.
Abraham had two sons. What was the name of the other one?
Ishmael.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God said, your only son.
Why?
Good question. Hallelujah. Why? You will read, we are going to continue reading in Galatians 4. You will see why. Hallelujah. Now these two sons were born of two women. Hallelujah. There was Hagar. And there was Sarah. Hallelujah. And he said that Ishmael was born after the flesh. Hallelujah. And Isaac was born after the spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible says if we follow after the flesh, we are going to die. If we follow traditions, we are servants and we will die. Hallelujah. If we follow after the ways of man, you are walking the way of Ishmael. God will not count you as a son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
A time came in the house of Abraham. God said, take Ishmael. Take his mother. And send them away. Because that one, the son of the bond woman, will not inherit with the son of the free woman.
No mwana.
I want to tell you today that God is making a separation in his house. Hallelujah. If you choose to walk the way of the flesh, to follow the ideas of man, hallelujah, to follow tradition and customs, to follow after religion, you are going to lose out. You will not receive an inheritance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because God says, I don't recognize this one. Abraham gave birth to Sarah, to Ishmael. It was their own idea. Sarah woke up one morning and said, Abraham, take my servant. Let us see how we can help God. Hallelujah. There are many things men are doing today in the church out of their own ideas. They think that this will help. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the time comes, God will reject the works. He will also reject the people. He said, you will not get an inheritance. Only sons will get an inheritance. The Bible said that the servant will not abide in the house forever. Do you want to be a servant? Or do you want to be a son? Hallelujah.
Amen.
The son will abide forever. God did not recognize Ishmael. But he blessed Ishmael. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God blessed Ishmael.
Amen.
Today in the church, many are getting blessings. But it's not all about blessing. It's not all about miracles. It's not all about prosperity. It's not all about having a big church. It's about getting an inheritance. Only the son will get an inheritance. God is looking for sons. See that these sons were born not after the will of man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were not born after the will of man. They were not born after the desire of a husband. The desire of a husband. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the natural, children are born after the desire of a husband. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But these ones are born of God. They are born of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, every day we make choices. We have the choice to follow after the flesh or to follow after the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As I'm talking to you today, you can receive you know, the spirit works in us. The flesh also works in us. But if you continue to respond to the flesh, it's taking you down to the place of death. If you continue to respond to the spirit, it will bring you into the place of a son. You have to choose which direction you have to go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God said, Abraham, take your son. We're going up this mountain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to have fellowship in the mountain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Abraham took his son Isaac, and they began to go up the mountain. Servants followed them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
They were carrying the wood and the other things, and they began to go up. Now Abraham is a type of the father of God. Isaac is a type of you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then there are servants too. They began to go up the mountain. They came to a point in that journey, and Abraham said to the servants, stop there. Stay there. Hallelujah.
Amen.
From this point of the journey, I and my son will continue until we get to the place of sacrifice. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a place in God. Servants cannot get up there. Only sons can move beyond. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is looking for sons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who will go all the way with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now it says the heir, as long as it's a child, it's not different from a servant. I want to show you something I learned from the scriptures. When I was looking up the word sons, it's important that you get this too. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I discovered there were three words that were translated sons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. The first word was the word technion.
Technion.
Praise the name of the Lord. You know, English language is a limited language. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is a word in the Bible. Love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I was looking up the word love, I discovered that there were several words translated love. Or as King James translated charity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was the word eros. Which is physical love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There was the other word, filio. Which is brotherly love. It's the kind of love you feel, oh, if I'm in Uganda and I see a Nigerian, I say, ah, my brother, how are you? I've not met him before, but because we belong to the same country, I begin to relate with him. That's brotherly love.
Is
the love, is the love you feel because you are born from the same family? Or if you're in Kampala, you meet somebody from your village. He said, ah, my brother, my brother. That is filial love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But there's another type of love that is called agape love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now that is God's kind of love. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a love that loves.
when there is no even reason to love. But all of them are translated love. That's why you really have to sometimes get a Greek and begin to look at it. It gives you a better understanding of many things. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when the Bible says sons, hallelujah,
amen,
there are basically three stages of growth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first word is the word technion. It speaks about an infant, a baby. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The second word, technon. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Speaks about a small boy. 12 years, a child. And the third word, hallelujah,
amen,
that is where the heart of God is, is the word Hios.
H-U-I-O-S.
Okay, praise the Lord. It speaks of a full grown and a matured son. A son that has come of full age. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We see these three stages in the life of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The first time we see him, he was a baby. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was an infant, the mother was carrying him. Herod wanted to kill him. He said, carry the baby and run to Egypt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't hear of him again. The next time we see him, he is 12 years. He's now technon. We see him in the temple. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Talking with the wise men. Then we hear nothing again of him. The next time we see him again, he is 30 years of age. A full grown son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ready to do the father's business. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the Bible, 30 is the number of fullness. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Joseph was 30 years when he became king in Egypt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
David was 30 years when he was anointed king in Israel. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the heart of God is looking for a heels, a full grown matured son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who will take over the father's business? Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So he said that the heir, when he is a child, is not different from the servant. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When we are immature, when we are little children, we are subject to fleshly lusts. Sin has dominion over us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we are not different from servants. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God wants us to be sons. And so he begins to work on us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you look at Hebrews chapter 12, praise the name of the Lord, God begins to speak about chastening. That's the training, the discipline that he puts on those who he wants to be sons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To bring us unto full stature. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is working on us. And his plan is to bring us to maturity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is for this purpose in Ephesians chapter 4. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said he set ministries in the body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says for the maturing of the saints. Yes, to bring us, he will come to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we be no more children, tossed to and
fro by every wind of doctrine. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Whether we come to full stature. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is looking for sons. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you got born again, God planted a seed in you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When a farmer plants a seed, what is he looking forward to? To the harvest. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He is looking forward to a harvest of exactly the same thing that he planted. Hallelujah.
Amen.
What did God plant in you? Hallelujah.
Amen.
What seed did God plant in you? He planted Christ in you. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And he will reap that harvest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If any man tells you that sin must rule over your life, that the flesh must continue to rule over your life, that sickness must continue to rule over your life, that anger must continue to rule over your life, hallelujah.
Amen.
Then that is not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is looking for sons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The world wants to see Jesus. There were certain men that came from a far country. They came to the disciples. And they said, we want to see Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The world does not want to see you. You cannot offer them anything. They said, we want to see Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Creation wants to see Jesus. Because he is the Savior. He is the Redeemer. He is the Deliverer. Those men, maybe they had their needs. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But possibly Jesus was attending to some others. And the disciples said, some people, Greeks, from far, they want to see you. Now the Bible says that Jesus got up and he began to rejoice in the spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, because he knew that a new phase of God's program was about to begin. He told them something very mysterious. He said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your son. And then he told him a big mystery. Hallelujah. He said, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. What was he trying to say? He says, as you see me, I'm just one man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I can't see all of you at the same time, but I know what I'm going to do. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'm going to fall down. I am going to die. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And in dying, I am going to plant my seed in the earth. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you plant corn, you plant one grain. Hallelujah.
Amen.
One seed, isn't it? But when you cut that corn grows, what do you get? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So much. Just from one seed. It is the law of multiplication. It is the law of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When God made man,
he
said, be fruitful and multiply. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
By going to the cross, by releasing his life, Jesus wants to multiply in you. He wants to multiply in me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That out of that dying, he will no longer abide alone. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He will be the first son. among many sons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when you receive Christ, you receive a power, you receive a capacity to be like Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now when people see you, they say, "We have seen Jesus." Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is what creation wants to see. And this is why Jesus came. Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, God began to speak. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said, "My ways are not your ways." He said, "My thoughts are not your thoughts." Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, "As the rain cometh down from heaven." Hallelujah.
Amen.
And does not return back except he waters the earth and makes the earth fruitful and causes the earth to bud, to bring seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so shall my word be that cometh down from heaven." Now Jesus is that word that came down from heaven. Hallelujah. And he said he will not return empty to God. He will return with a harvest of sons and daughters in the same image. Hallelujah. We are, the harvest is just by the door. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The earth is waiting to bring forth this harvest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He said it will not return empty to me. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But it will accomplish that which I please. What is God's pleasure? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is God's pleasure. He said, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will work out God's pleasure in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As I'm speaking to you today, this rain is coming down. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It will not return void in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This rain will not return void in your life. It will accomplish God's purpose in you. It will prosper the purpose of God in your life. It will bring forth the life of Christ in you. The same life that was planted must also be harvested. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the book of Mark chapter 4, hallelujah, Jesus began to speak about this process. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, "The kingdom of God is like a man who planted seed in the field." Hallelujah.
Amen.
Said he planted,
Amen.
And then the man slept. Hallelujah. Who was the man that planted? It was Jesus Christ that planted. And then he slept, he died. And then he woke up, he rose again. Hallelujah. And that seed began to grow. Three stages he mentioned there. First of all, the blade. The blade. That's this, when you plant corn, that first thing that comes out, the first shoot there is the blade. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And then after that, the flowers begin to come out. After the flowers, then the full corn. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We are at the hour when the full corn is about to ripen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is raising up ministries to bring this word to the church, to tell them that the hour of religion is over. Hallelujah. And the hour of sons has come. You must make up your mind to allow this word to work in you, to bring forth the purpose of God in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's what the Bible says. that creation is waiting for sons. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The church today has served God at their own capacity, but they cannot meet the need of creation. You as a person know, hallelujah,
amen,
how limited you are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The need of this world, the church in its present capacity cannot meet it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God is raising up a body of sons.